You see, we're so looking for someone who has one basic skill. It's the opposite of going. It's the ability to stay with you as you go through things. It's not just stay with me living here in the same house at this address. That wouldn't be enough. I want you to stay with me as I go through my life story and as I walk along on my journey. It's very, very powerful in the human psyche since, now we see how we're building on what we learned before, since it all hangs on a holding environment. You have to be in something in which you feel held. One of the ways you feel held is that someone is willing to stay with you, even in the times when you don't have a lot to give in return. So a truly intimate, available partner is one upon whom you can rely to be with you, even in times when you are depleted, and I don't have much to give right now because of all that I'm going through at work. I don't have much to give right now because of my mother getting close to dying. I don't have much to give right now because by the time you get home, me dealing with these three kids, I'm pretty much worn out. You have to be with somebody who knows enough to stay with you when his own narcissistic needs will not be met. Because that's what it comes down to. In Shakespeare in Romeo and Juliet, what does Romeo say when he goes into the tomb and sees Juliet lying there thinking she's dead? So this is the metaphor of the depleted lover. I still will stay with thee, never from this palace of dim night to depart again. I still will stay with thee, even when she isn't offering anything. That's a powerful way that we know we're loved and we know what love is. Compare that statement to the statement made to Juliet by the monk after she wakes up and Romeo is dead. She wakes up and the monk tries to get her to leave the tomb before she notices that Romeo is dead, because he knows that if she sees that he's dead, she won't want to leave. So he says, I dare no longer stay. A greater power than we can contradict hath thwarted our attempt to get you two together. It hasn't worked out. I dare no longer stay. That's so different from, I still will stay with thee. So he puts his finger right on the central human question. Will you stay with me when the evening comes? Or will you say, I dare no longer stay? To find someone willing to stay as you go through your availability and unavailability, your depletion and abundance, your being fun and being no fun, your being depressed and being animated, which is how all human beings live their life, moving back and forth between these polarities along a spectrum, that willingness to stay is the equivalent of being loved and feeling loved. Some people can say they love you, but you don't feel loved. How do you feel loved? You feel loved when you notice, I still will stay with thee.